church. Let's worship our King together. He's our Father, and He's worthy of all the praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah. Come on, praise His worship and shout hallelujah. Lord, You are the great I am. You are. We honor You. We praise You. We lift up holy hands. Glory to Your name. Glory to Your name. Thank You, Lord, for Your presence, for miracles, signs, and wonders in this place.
You are the great I am. You are the great and glorious one. I'm gonna lift You higher and higher. There is none like You. No one can do the things You do. We're gonna lift You higher and higher.
Come on, from the beginning.
You are the great I am. You are the great and glorious one. I'm gonna lift You higher and higher. There is none like You. No one can do the things You do. We're gonna lift You higher and higher.
So let
the thunders roll, signs and wonders roll. Oh, we are the sun, let's go, 'cause we are the kingdom of God. Miracles come on in, glory invasion begin, pouring out from within, 'cause we are the kingdom of God.
Come on, if you know that the kingdom of God lives on the inside of you, lift your hands, shout to the Lord, for He's worthy. Glory to Your name today, God. We delight ourselves in You. Bless Your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. You are the great.
You are the great I am. You are the great and glorious one. I'm gonna lift You higher and higher.
He's worthy. You gotta do something. Come on, praise His holy, holy, holy name. Lord, You can do anything. You can do everything. We bless Your holy name. Clap your hands, all ye people. Sing praise unto Your God. Yes, yes.
Nobody but You, God.
To you this morning on one accord, Father, accept our praise. Accept it, oh God. With pure hearts, we worship you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I want to be close to your side, where heaven is real and death is a lie. I want to see voices of angels above, singing as one, hallelujah. Holy, holy, God Almighty, the great I am, who is worthy, none beside thee, God Almighty, great I am. world and hating the dark. I wanna see dry bones living again, singing as one. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, God Almighty, the great I am.
Come on, people of God, lift up those hands and say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a great I am. Say who is worthy. Come on and say hallelujah. Holy, holy. He's the great I am. Say who is worthy. Not beside thee, yeah. God Almighty, yeah. Say hallelujah. Holy, holy. Yeah. Let's lift our hands. Everybody in the house.
God Almighty, the great I am.
Sing it with your hands lifted. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. There's none beside you, Lord. Come on, one more time, real loud. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right now, we thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you that your glory has invaded this moment, and it is here to change our everythings, God. Let us see you more, God. Let us know you more, God. Let us understand you more, God. Let us walk with you more, God. Let us see you clearer. Your will is the only thing that matters. Your ways are the only thing that matters, God. So we're here to understand where you're leading us to, God. Touch us in a special way, God. Touch us in a special way, God. Anything in the way, God, we just move it out. Anything in our minds, Holy Spirit, move it out of our minds. Any misunderstandings that we have about you, God, move it out right now. We want to be clear so you can flow through us. We just thank you for your presence. Come on, somebody lift your hands. Father, we thank you for your manifested presence in this house this morning. We know that our lives will never be the same. God, even those watching by internet, let your manifested presence be right there wherever they are, just like it is in this room, God. We thank you for it. We thank you for your healing power, Father. We thank you for your delivering power, Father God. We thank you for your wisdom this morning, God. God, we just thank you this morning. We're surrendered. We're surrendered, God. We dropped our rocks at the door. We dropped our feelings at the door, God. We left everything outside of here. This is your moment. We are surrendered to you and your will this morning. So have your way. Come on, tell them, have your way, God. God, have your way. We thank you so much. We give you all the praise. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you for sending him to show us how to live. Thank you for letting him shed his blood for our sins. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. Thank you for forgiving us, God, and loving us, even when we don't deserve it, God. We appreciate it. We receive all the love. We just bless you this morning. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. We love you. We worship you. We lift you. There's not enough words to say how we feel about you, God. You're God Almighty. So we thank you so much. This service is dedicated to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And everybody said, amen and amen. Turn around, give somebody a hug. Tell them you're happy to see them this morning. And then you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Such a sweet spirit in this house this morning. So I believe God's going to do something special today. Amen. As always, he always does something special. Amen. Really quick, where are my first-time visitors? If you're here for the first time, wave your hands at me. Wherever you're here, you're here for the first time. I see you right there. Word of life, you need to look around. Wave your hands at me again. I see you right there. I see you right there. First time here on a Sunday morning. Let me see your hands all over the building. First time here. Well, listen, you are welcome here to Word of Life Christian Center. We thank you for coming to worship with us today. I believe that this presence will change your lives forever. And I believe that God has something special just for you. He knew you was going to be here this morning. And so he's going to speak to your heart. Once again, thank you for coming. Wave your hands again. Word of Life, look around. Word of Life, look around. Come on, Word of Life, wave your hand. Right. Give them a nice, warm Word of Life welcome. And thank you again for coming.
I think we've altered about, how many, 9 books, Montreal? 9 or 10 books we've altered. I was the author of and wrote those 9 books. This morning, I'm going into a certain aspect of the Holy Spirit that will change your life forever. It will be so instructive and so destructive to Satan's kingdom. And I want to acknowledge to you, I had to go back over 2 of my books to look at them because this message is so kindred to 2 messages I taught 15, 20 years ago. I taught, actually, the publisher couldn't handle the subject. They beg us off. I wouldn't have let them beg us off if I knew what I know now. One of them was framing your world with the Word of God. Came from a very simple passage, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, said we know that things wasn't made by things which do appear, but the whole world was framed by the Word of God. They put on that frame in your world. You see, they didn't want to put a frame in your world with the Word of God as God spoke it to me. So the next publisher and I will make them put exactly what I wanted. Another book we wrote, and I'm trying to prepare you for the service this morning. Because your life about to change. You heard what I said? I said your life about to change. Another book was Speaking the Word of God with the Voice of Jesus. The publisher called back. They just wanted to put on that a voice of Jesus. You see, now what that did, that took away from the significance of that you can speak. And see this, I don't think they were aware of the fact in the spirit realm that the voice of Jesus was given to us. And there's a way for a child of God who is a believer can speak the word of God with the voice of Jesus if they have the revelation and the rhema and stepped up into a realm in the spirit that their words become God's word. So now, if any member of this church have not read these two books are the success of everything this ministry have ever done. When I got these revelations, now money comes for your financing. You're not broke. But these two books are about speaking the word of God with the voice of Jesus. And it seemed like for religiously, that don't seem like it's possible. And then framing your world with the word of God. Those two books marks all of the success of this ministry, all of the success of my life is based on these two books. Each one of y'all who are members of Word of Life Christian Center, I don't know how many they have in stock, Diane, anybody could tell me, but if you don't have this book in your library, I command you to read these books now. These books will fortify you for, say, for instance, the Supreme Court has endorsed men marrying men and women marrying women. That's illegal spiritually. But then I asked the Lord about it, and the Lord says, no, they are not the Supreme Court. Now, let me tell you who the Supreme Court really is. You're going to be surprised who the Supreme Court really is. God, wait a minute now, you're going to be surprised. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God, the church, and the believer. That's the Supreme Court. We have so much authority that is not being used. We're being passive. You don't have to congregate to take authority. You can take authority in your bedroom. Over Louisiana. Louisiana's the last one holding out. Fighting, boy. Louisiana fighting for the last breath. Why? Somebody here know about territorial power. Now, I'll help people who have fallen, people who have got caught trapped in certain perverted things. I'll help them, no problem about that. I've done that all my life. But I'm not going to endorse it because it's not right in the sight of God. I prayed for our president, prayed for all our officials because I saw one of my daughter-in-law showed me that they shined the rainbow up on the White House. That should have never happened. And they're now talking about, they are saying that everybody should have equal right until they violate the word of God. And so, you know, in the spirit world, I'm not putting up with it. All right, I'm not putting up with it. I'll help people, you're not going to say now. So these two books now, I want these books out front. Y'all got some cases in the warehouse, get them out there. I don't know how much they are, I don't know, but they worship. Worth $14 million a piece. Anything. What I said?
Anything
you dealing with, anything you desire, any breakthrough you need, if you read the pages of these two books, you'll get it almost instantly. And the reason I'm emphasizing so much, you know, I never emphasize no books or anything like that. But the reason I'm emphasizing this morning, what I'm going to preach is going to accelerate you into the realm of the spirit. All right? There's a lot of things you've been talking to won't obey you. After this morning, everything you talk to is going to obey you. You see, the kingdom of God, you listening?
Yes, sir.
The kingdom of God is made up of mysteries. When you kind of talk to connotation of the Old Testament, actually in the New Testament, it means secrets. There are mysteries and secrets that belong only to you. And your authority and your dominion must come back in play in this generation at this time because the law of the land is losing it. But I know another law in Romans chapter 8, verse 2. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from from the law of sin and death. Now, actually, to a large degree, government is operating in the law of sin and death. Nobody won't say it, you see. Somebody got to speak up. But the church, the kingdom in which the church is in. See, the kingdom not in the church in the kingdom. Jesus was a prophet, a priest, and a king. He lived on the inside of you. There is royalty, kingdom royalty, on the inside of every believer. You just got to train it. Stop letting the enemy drain it. Stop letting the world drain out of you who you really are, and be who you are, and tell the world where to get off at. Okay? So I want to bring you back in your dominion, bring you back in your authority, bring you back in your kingship. You are ambassadors of Christ. You see, we got so churchy, we didn't move to the level of our dignity and our authority. But we, over your territory, over your subdivision. Where you live, you got authority in Christ. But authority not enforced become complacent. Now, so many church members do not know what we're going to talk about this morning. And so they can't access it. They can't activate it. So they stay void of acceleration. You're about to accelerate this morning. And you will celebrate this morning the rest of your life. One young lady asked me, a young man asked me, have you ever seen Jesus? I said, yeah, he passed by the door yesterday. He did. Door of my study, he passed by. I saw the hinder part. I saw a little bit of him. Whew, went on by. The people I'm afraid of are the ones who haven't seen him. No, I'm just kidding. What you mean? Everybody going to see him. But, you know, they wanted to put a man out of meeting because he said he saw Jesus. And the narrator said, the one I'm afraid of, the one who never seen him. You have to learn the difference in being an echo or being a voice. It's a lot of echoing, empty words being spoke. We have tons. Listen, you listen to me? We have tons of confession and scripture quoting and an ad heel of manifestation. Something missing. I learned earlier to make a recovery, there first must be a discovery. And I pray that your ears be open, your hearts open. The format of the service will change. When I come back up, we're going to pray together. I'm going to decree some things, let you pray about it a few moments. Then when I say amen, you just settle down there. I'm going to decree something else. We're going to pray. We're going to pray together about some things. I want some things to happen. And then the form of the invitation will be different. You will be sitting down when I give the invitation this morning. I won't have you standing like we've been doing for years. I'll have you sitting, and then I'll make a call for those who need Jesus. For those who will rededicate their life, I'm going to pray for them, and I'm going to ask them to stand. We're going to do it a little different. I think apostolically we're trying to move into a deeper dimension out of traditional setting that I think we got stuck in. And I think you can, as the Spirit of God leads you, as you're led by the Spirit, very seldom you'll do something the same way. You just follow the Spirit of God. I mean, atmosphere has a lot to do with it. And you put your foot back to the pillow. You understand me? Don't you level down to these to the choir. You just like when you first come here, I want you to fire and the life that God you God won't do something. And you kind of back off. But you can't. All right. That's some dimension we got to go into. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, how many of y'all gonna get these books? Now, after you get them, what? See, I sat on the porch and read a book like this. One said it. But I practiced that, you see. But whenever you're reading a book, Ray, you sit down with a marker or a pen and make high points in them. When you go back over it, it's yours. And I usually put the date I finished reading it. But these two books, they'll change your life. Right here. Simplicity of the Gospel. I started reading this one yesterday over again and got overwhelmed myself. Because you know why? I know it wasn't me who wrote these books. Then I'll close and just sing and I'll get ready to preach to you this morning. I'm going to tell you the subject when I get up. It's something you never heard before. My spiritual father was in the shopping center with some ministers. They was out in a meeting. You've heard this before, some of you. And they walked up to him, Kenneth Hagin. They walked up to him and they said, Father, one of the young ministers asked him, Brother Hagin, why people pay so much attention when you preaching and why they read your book? Your book changing their lives so much more than others. Like eternity. He don't answer your fast, you know. He just stood there. The boy said, look like eternity. He wouldn't answer. Then he says, I have a voice. Most of them boys echoing. That's a big difference, you know that. You have a voice. And every child of God, what I'm going to preach, you see, some of you all may think he's not talking to me. But he's talking to every child of God. Can move into this realm of revelation and a ram of word and do damage to the kingdom of hell and bring more life to your marriage, to your finances, to your children, to everything around you. Going to change today. Amen. So let's sing good and lock in with them and let them go forth today in Jesus' name.
Rises from the deep, it rages around me, but I will remember when thou the wars within my heart, the battle almost lost.
Last word, it is finished.
more than conqueror. Believe it, believe it, believe it when you speak.
You can speak from those who render
your name.
You're my peace.
You're everything to me.
You're everything to me.
Joy and sorrow.
Joy and sorrow.
You're everything to me.
You're everything to me.
Hope for tomorrow.
Hope for tomorrow.
We bow before you, King.
Listen very carefully. We're about to pray about something for your life. From this day forward, every time you speak, supernatural things will happen. Begin to pray. Go ahead. Pray in the spirit. Come on. From this day forward, every time you speak, supernatural things going to happen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. All of your word will be expensive in heaven, enabling you to move the earth in heaven direction on your behalf and on the behalf of others. Let me give you that again. All of your words will be expensive in heaven, enabling you to move the earth in heaven direction on your behalf and on the behalf of others. Go ahead and pray about that. Lift your hand and pray about that. You're a believer. You have authority. You have dominion. Make it work. Shatalobasata. Tororobabasata koshitini. Heterorobabasata layasa. Iririko so good. Romasata rogoja. Tararabashatatatatata. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're going to go long in time to come, but I'm just introducing you to ways of decreeing things and praying for it together. Listen to this. Your words' boldness will beat down the beasts into nothing. Go ahead and pray about that. Your word boldness will beat down the beasts, anything that come against you, into nothing. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. You watch it by internet. Get in on this. In Jesus' name, amen. Now your words are the blueprint of the kind of life you will live. Go ahead and pray about that. My words are the blueprint of the kind of life I'm going to live. Your words are the blueprint of the kind of life you're going to live. So powerful. You framing your life. You saying what you're going to have. Nobody can stop it. You're framing your world with the word of God. It's the blueprint. It's how things going to come out. In Jesus' name. Amen. You're about to know how to frame your world with the voice of the Holy Ghost speaking through you and to you. Listen to this again now. Listen to this. You're about to know how to frame your world with the voice of the Holy Ghost speaking through you and to you. Go ahead and let him speak to you. Holy Ghost, speak. To every situation, speak to it right now. Hear from heaven and tell us what heaven is saying about our situation. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now speak faith-filled words and enter into the zone of curse-free living. Go ahead. curse free. We're free from the curse. Faith-filled word enable you to live in curse-free living. Thank you, Lord. My goodness. I sense your prayers. Come on. All right. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Lift your hand and give God glory. All right, you may be seated. You may be seated. God is good, isn't he? How many times? Wow. Wow. Somebody know a secret. All the time. That's how I receive. That's $1,000 all day long. My, 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 my. Hallelujah. Y'all here? Your spiritual digestive system will have to work superlatively this morning. You can do this because you're born of the Spirit of God. You can hear. You have the ability to hear from heaven. Say it. I have the ability to hear from heaven. I better deal with this because I'm not going to be the preacher good. You see how that man dressed? Do you see how that man dressed? Amen. You see how he dressed? Amen. All right, now I can preach. The blueprint of your life will stare you in your face this morning. And you will know how to build your life properly. In 2 Peter, in a few moments I'm going to tell you something that's going to be shocking to you. In 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 21. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 21. Hold on to every word, every scripture I give you, hold on to it like you're holding on for your life. And you are. For the prophecy, you there? Came not in old time by the will of man. Now this next statement is so important to what we're going to share with you this morning. But holy men of God spoke or said as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You just wasn't saying words. They had to wait for utterance. And they had to wait for an anointing. Okay? In other words, they permitted the Lord to anoint what they were saying. Are you hearing me? Come on now. All right, now everything I talk about is your opportunity. You hear me? Because you're a believer, everything I'm going to say from this book this morning is your opportunity. It's not just for Peter, James, and John. We got to come to the realization, the revelation, a rhema word, and step off into another realm, because this realm isn't working. You hear what I say? This realm is not working. So as believers, more than ever, we have to step off into our authority, our dominion, and our authorization from heaven as citizen of the kingdom of God. We can change what's around us, but not talking regularly, not talking by the will of man. You see that scripture where it says they speak as what? They speak what? And they were moved by the Holy Ghost. It didn't say they quoted scriptures. There's another dimension here. I'm actually going to begin teaching you this morning, speaking the word of God with the voice of the Holy Ghost. Speaking the word of God with the voice of the Holy Ghost. Another word is called utterance. When the Holy Ghost gives you utterance over a situation, that situation has to bow in the presence of Almighty God. Now, let me show you what the Holy Ghost is working with. You need to see this. In John's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 13, the Holy Ghost has a certain way he speaks. Become acquainted with it. Yeah, you just don't be a Bible carrier and a Bible talker. Make sure you have the divine substance that make what you say become a payday. You heard that? Make what you say become a payday. In other words, heaven substance should be in your words. We got a lot of confession. Confession, confession. We learned that confession. You know, we came and learned confession. But we don't have enough results. The tides are changing. If you learn, if you submit, if you understand that God have given you the ability to speak his word with the voice of the Holy Ghost. Utterance. Anointing. Impartation from the Holy Ghost. Breath. Aura. Fire. The dove landing. All of that, when you're about to speak, the oil is poured on you. The fire start burning in you. The rivers start flowing. There's a gusher coming out of your mouth that can change the situation just because you said it. Mountains are skipping, jumping out of your way because they know if you speak, they got to move. Mountains this morning are talking about new residents because they're hearing your voice. Can't stay here no more. Can't block her no more. Can't block him no more. He'll find out he can speak with the same voice that the Holy Ghost speak with. The Holy Ghost never speak an invalidated word. All of the Holy Ghost words are validated by heaven. The same belong to you. So many directions. I told you to turn to the scripture. What scripture I told you to turn to? John what? Yeah, I'll go with it. I'll go with it right now. But the other thing, I'll go with it right now. Because there's so many things we got to learn here at the beginning to come out of being just a church member. To being a citizen of the kingdom of God. Look at the person next to you saying, I am a citizen of the kingdom of God. I have divine rights. I'm about to find out about. John 16. John 16. John 16. I just want to get one statement out of this 13th verse. He's talking about the Holy Ghost. How be when he, the Spirit of truth, is coming? You see that? How many of y'all see that? All right, he said, he will guide you into all what? All right, well, watch what he says now. Watch what he says. Watch what the scripture says now. Don't miss this. If you miss this, you're going to miss the message. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Now watch what I say now. Watch what I'm saying now. That's how the Holy Ghost rolls. But you have to take up on yourself this morning. I'm going to roll the same way that the Holy Ghost rolls. I'm not just going to be saying words. Come on, let me walk you through it. Go to John chapter 6, verse 63. Now, let me slap you with this. You need to be slapped 3 times with this. You are a speaking spirit. One slap. Slap number two. You are a speaking spirit. Slap number three. You are a speaking spirit. Now we come to the point, we come to the revelation. I'm a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. All three aspects of you can speak. Your body say you're not going to make it. Your soul say you might going to make it. The spirit say we got this. What voice is speaking? Going to determine how what you're speaking to going to obey you. God have given us his voice in the Holy Ghost. As the Holy Ghost reveal to you things you need to know, all you have to do is say what he said. Oh my. Oh my. We have tried to put scriptures in the place of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is the author of all scriptures. So he know how to talk it, boy. And he know how to, watch what I'm about to say. He know how, watch what I'm about to say. He know how to make it happen for you. How many of y'all want it to happen? Speaking the word of God with the voice of the Holy Ghost. It almost will shake the foundation of the church saying such a thing as this. But this is God's original plan. For sure. Now there you are in John 6:63. Now notice what he said. It is the spirit that quickeneth. It is a spirit that make things come alive. It is the spirit that introduce heaven to earth. You heard that? It is the spirit that quickeneth. Then notice what he said next now. Another part of you. The flesh profited nothing. So if you speak in the word in the flesh, no profit. Speaking in the spirit, profit every time. Yeah, come on, church. Somebody, you believe it? Somebody make some noise. Many things has not changed. Because you were speaking the scripture in the flesh. And the scriptures can't come alive without your spirit participation. Write that down. The scriptures cannot come alive without your spirit, not your mind, without your spirit participation. Your spirit make the scripture alive to you. The words that I speak to you, the words that I speak to the person sitting next to you, no. To the preacher, no. To the bishop, no. To the apostle, no. To the prophet, no. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. You got that? Huh? It's personal, isn't it? Now, when that word is spoken to you with your understanding that you can speak the word with the voice of the Holy Ghost, it kick in Romans 8, 2. It shut down half of John 10, 10. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. When you speak, when you become a speaking spirit, that law overrule everything. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Are you still here? Now, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, we are admonished to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, rightly. You there? Come on, turn there. Rightly what? Rightly what? I want you to hear this now. Say it. Rightly what? Rightly what? Dividing, all right. Rightly dividing what? You listening? If you don't know how or don't take time to let the Holy Spirit show you how to rightly divide the word of truth, you will never be rightly divided. And so you will be doing something out of part of you ineffectively. Yeah. Turn to Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. Before you can take your rightful place, the word has to be rightly divided. You'll never be shamed again in your life, no matter what attack you. Somebody's always going to try to attack you. But when you are a student of the word and you rightly divide the word, that word goes into you and rightly divides you. Somebody make some noise, man. Y'all. See, most Christians are not rightly divided. I quote a scripture. You say, I quote that scripture too. That don't mean nothing. It's the one who have been rightly divided. The one who walking in the realm of revelation and realm of words and reality of the spirit realm are the one that can make demand on the power of God, and it'll come to pass while they're talking. So Satan don't mind us quoting the scripture out the wrong department. Go back to John. It's the spirit that quickened it. John 6:3, the flesh profited nothing. So you can fleshly quote scriptures. Your spirit is the thing that ignites the power, the mercy, the grace, and the glory of God. Your spirit, you are spirit. You are born again child of God. You're placed in the class of Jesus. You're placed in the class of the Holy Ghost. You place in the class of the kingdom. I decline, decree your kingdom right come alive this morning. You didn't hear what I said. I declare and decree your kingdom rights comes alive this morning. Hallelujah. Write these words down. Access. Accessing. Activating. Accelerating. That's what you're doing this morning. You're accessing a right. And then you're going to know how to activate that right. It's going to cause your life to accelerate. Man, y'all, I'm going to preach this in Chicago somewhere. Y'all, because I don't think y'all know what y'all hear. You see, the reason the Bible, reading the Lord wants us to rightly divide the word of truth, if the word of truth is not rightly divided by your spirit and the Holy Ghost, you're not going to be to rightly divide yourself. And you're going to be operating out of a compartment in yourself, either your soul or your body, not operating out your spirit. You're saying the words, but they're coming back to you. Because the word of God cannot be activated by nothing else but the spirit. Why you think he give us his spirit? Now, I'm just going to tell you right now, you're not normal. And stop trying to be normal. Stop trying to be normal. Stop trying to be about like every little Christian you know. Step out into a realm of revelation that you can speak the blueprint of every situation that's in your life. You can build your life with the word of God. Speaking out of your out of your spirit man. Divine sentences that change situations. You cannot speak out of your spirit without a revelation. There in Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Look what it start doing now. What it start doing? Dividing what? Look at the scripture. Y'all look at the scripture. Hebrews 4:12. What it start doing? Put it up on the board. Hebrews 4:12. Come on. Who back there? Diana back there? Who there? Who there? Who there? If the word is not rightly divided, I will not be rightly divided. And so now I'm in a waiting mode. But I should be in a cutting mode. Ephesians 6:17. Hebrews 4:12 activate Ephesians 6:17. Y'all don't want to let me preach in yet this morning. See, when that word, quick again and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Go back to that Hebrews 4:12. When that word is sharp and it starts cutting, it begins to separate the natural from the supernatural. It's the only thing, the word of God is the only thing that can produce. I'm going to say something to you now, and I'm not going to have time to go to it. Romans 12:1-3, and 1 Thessalonians 5:23. That's all three part of you. You are spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. The spirit of man is the engine that will pull a whole load to your destiny, to your divine rights, to your divine ability to speak to mountains, and they have to move because they're hearing the voice of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the creator. He moved on the face of the water. Yeah. So look at it now. Look at it. Now Ephesians 6:17 now, it talks about the sword of the Spirit. The word of God, listen, cannot be the sword of the Spirit unless a spirit is handling it. You heard that? That's the Holy Ghost, boy. I said, you had the Ephesians 6:17? The word of God cannot be the sword of the spirit unless a spirit is handling it. God, dog, boy. I'm glad I came this morning. No, you see now, come on. You need to write that down because I'm telling you, you're pressing on holy ground now. Take off your shoe now. I mean, your destiny is brighter than it ever been before. You don't have to go by statistics. You don't have to go by who didn't do this, who that, all that. No, you're going to begin to cut your way through the jungle of life. Make a path that somebody else can follow you. Good God Almighty. How many? Give God some praise here. The word of God. Listen, we can go home right now. The word of God is not activated in the spirit unless a spirit is handling it. A soul can't activate the word of God. Senses, the body, can't activate the word of God. You seeing this? There's a spirit in man that receives inspiration from the Almighty. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward part of the belly. I want you after the day to speak to that opposition again. Watch what I'm about to say now. Watch what I'm saying. With that kind of power, you hear me, Shirley? You can make the devil change his mind. No, y'all didn't understand what I said. When you speak the word of God out of your spirit, it becomes the sword of the spirit. It maketh the devil change his mind because now you're speaking in resurrection power. The cross and everything come to your rescue because you come out your spirit, man. My. So if I don't rightly divide the word, I'm not rightly divided. See, the word of God, and go back to Hebrews 4:12, he said, you know, the intent is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So when the word gets your heart right, what you think now become manifested. Not just what you ask now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. Yeah, I got it, Lord. I heard that. Not only are we talking about speaking in the Spirit just told me, we're talking about thinking in the Spirit. See, when Romans 12:2 talks about renewing your mind, it's talking about renew your mind to think like the Holy Ghost. Think like heaven. You imagine thinking like heaven, speaking like heaven. You imagine you're thinking in your spirit and you're speaking out of your spirit the same thing that God's saying. That's what the Bible means. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And what's going to make the old things pass away? You're going to make them pass away by speaking out of the real you. My God in heaven, I say your life will never be the same again. Every damnable thing will be a slam dunk for you. You didn't hear me. Every damnable thing, everything from hell, from this day forward, will be a slam dunk. In other words, you're not going to be shooting to see if you got the angel on it right. You're going to take it to the goal. Creating a bunch of Michael Jordan in the spirit up in here. Fly to the air. The other player down there said, hey, where he went? There you go. He flying to the air. He got his right hand up. He changed to his left hand. Bam! That's the way we should be in the spirit. If Jesus tarried, men will talk about you in all generations. Those people who learn how to function and speak out of the spirit, they change things around them. Sit down a minute. Sit down a minute. Sit down a minute. Glory to God. Speaking the word of God with the voice of the Holy Ghost. One question I ask. Well, let me say this. The power of the Holy Ghost was Jesus' secret of success in the earth. Acts 10:38, Luke 4:18. There's many more. He returned in the power of the Spirit. But it was Jesus' secret. Jesus was a man with a secret. The secret belonged to the church. Do the Holy Ghost has a voice in kingdom business? Well, I just read 2 Peter 1:21 to you. Acts 2:4, utterance was given. And I answered myself. Yes. The Holy Ghost, listen to this, is the voice of all kingdom business. Let me help you right there. Let me help you right there. You ready? Your life is kingdom business. What did he say? Y'all heard what I said back there? Yes, your life is kingdom business. So the Holy Ghost voice will run your business right. As you rightly divide the word. See, let me go back over this. I'll see it again. When you do 2 Peter 2:15, when you rightly divide the word, Hebrew 4:12, the word of rightly divide you. If you're not rightly divided, you're going through the motion. You don't have the power. You don't have the boldness. You don't have the life flowing through you that need to be flowing through you. You existing, you're not living. You got to make your life act right. But you have to know what you're doing. Because Satan has tried to make the Christian journey boring. But it's the most exciting journey that any man or woman can take if they know what they're doing. Come alive to the most precious thing that you have, your walk with God. Church are boring. Church, boring. Church is boring. They're singing and just boring. Well, that's a journey. And there's a life within the kingdom. Whew. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Your joy might be full. How your joy gonna be full? You're whipping the devil at every turn. You say he's around the corner, but I'm ready for him. I have a word for him. God dog it. This is the most exciting life a person can live. If you live it right, glory. God is not dead. He's alive. Powerful, glorious. Now, I want you to whisper to somebody, you just got to know what you're doing. Tell them, you got it. You ever thought about it? They said, they thought, it would last a little while. What would Jesus do? Huh? But the real question is, what would Jesus say? Jesus is doing what he's saying. If you know what you're saying, the doing is going to come out right. Hello. I said hello. Our lives. Who listening? Our life work by saying, not by doing. Because if you say it right, Lily, you're going to do it right. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, the sword of the spirit, we prove in John 16 that the word is spirit and life, right? We said that's a divine law called the law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, right? All right. Now, the sword. Now, I'm going to show you something where, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. You can't operate in this out of your soul. You can't operate in this out of religious organization. This voice is a Holy Ghost thing. Now we talked about the sword of the spirit. We talked about the word of God is spirit and truth. Now look at this. We're having a Sam's what? Now, this is a new dimension now. This is a new dimension. This is someone, God Almighty, have learned to live your God to your word, out of your spirit. She told me she's coming to church. She's right here. She's a woman to her word. You have to, this spirit of faith has to work out of a person who's speaking out of their spirit. No doubt about it. Going to come to pass. I call things that be not. Do they all. See. Out of your spirit, you listening? Out of your spirit, children, are your creative abilities. God said, if I don't have it, I'll make it for you. This is the kind of life, this is the kind of life, water in a desert. Air conditioning in the jungle. See, I'm just trying to hit some things. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to hit some things that don't come normal. Forget the normal pattern. You know the problem? You know the problem, Todd? Yes, the problem. We gauge ourselves by people. Your gauge is the word of the living God. It speaks your dimension. Your dimension is not comparing to the house, six house down the street. No, your dimension is in a realm above houses. You can make houses with your mouth. You see, things in your life, are y'all listening? Yes, are not going to change until the word changes you. And the only way for the word to change you is you're going to have to be rightly divided. As you rightly divide the word will rightly divide you. And then you will spend time in the presence of God until an unction can come on you. And utterance can come to you, and doors of utterance be opened. The Bible talks about that. Then you speak in the word of God with the voice of the Holy Ghost. It don't even sound right. Speaking the word of God, say it. Speaking the word of God with the voice of the Holy Ghost. How many of y'all in this section? Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, the Holy Ghost, back to John 16, 13, He don't speak ahead of time. He waits until he hears what heaven is saying. We jump on it too fast. There is no emergency in the spirit. We jump on it too fast. We get our old memorized scripture and try to pot it on stuff, and it hasn't become rhema. So Satan sat under the pile of your sand and say, I'm not moving, because he haven't spoke out of his spirit yet. From this day forward, what took you 9 scriptures to change, you will change it with half a scripture. Because you speak out. You see what I'm saying? From this moment forward, you're not going to have to go through all that. I feel it, brother. I feel it. Yeah, I feel promotion in the air. That's promotion in the air. For everybody under the sound of my voice, that's promotion in the air. Supernatural promotion is in the air, in the atmosphere. The question is, you listening, Diane? Diane, you listening? The question is, I know you took psychology, but listen at me. The question is, what is my spirit saying? Before I get angry, before I walk into discouragement, I want to know what my spirit is saying. I see what's happening, but I don't have to believe it. I don't have to receive it. I'm about to change it from my inner man. Lift your hand and give God praise. And say, I can change that. Whatever need to be changed in my life, I can change it with the word of God in my spirit. Hallelujah. I want to go over those words again because I'm trying to show you 2 scriptures now. I'm going to have to close with, and I'll get back next Sunday, and I might go on in the camp meeting with some of that. That accessing. You can't activate what you haven't accessed. Now, listen to what I'm about to say now. All stagnation is about to leave your life right now. All stagnation, anywhere you've been stagnant in, seem like you can't shift, seem like you can't move out of that thing, seem like it's the same old all the time, all of it be removed today. What I'm about to tell you, you're going to remove all the stagnation out of your life. You're going to access, activate, and accelerate. How many of y'all ready? Access, say it. Activate, accelerate. Come on. Access, activate, accelerate. How many of y'all ready to accelerate? How many of y'all know life been going too slow? How many of y'all ready to flow? My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost, boy. I'm about to share something with you. Going to accelerate you in the spirit realm. And when you accelerate in the spirit realm, every other realm got to move. Here's what the Holy Ghost said. I'm about to take all tension out of your life. All tightness. Jesus. I'm glad I come to church this morning. All tension, all tightness, all stagnation. Everybody up in here about to have a visitation. Your message that been clogged up in the airwave, your message that God been trying to send to you will come to you this morning. He heard you the first time you asked for it.
but there was demonical powers locking up what you asked for. But this morning, that power is broken. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many things you have said, many things you have prayed for, been tied up in the heavenly. But this morning, by the power of the Holy Ghost, the heavenly is broke loose and your answer is on the way. Demons been blocking what you've been asking for. Y'all better get ready. I don't know if y'all can handle all this stuff. All this stuff y'all been saying. Sometimes you ask for something you don't even want. But now it's going to start coming. Y'all better cut the valve off. Boy, what I'm about to say now. The hand of Jesus just drilled your hole. And the backed up blessing about to come through. Things you have spoken and forgotten about is about to show up. The second heaven been pierced by the hand of Jesus. Everything you have said according to the word of God is about to become yours. Play day is always payday. Tell somebody, play day is over, it's payday. I'm through playing church. Watch this. I'm through praying through. I'm already through. Stop. Here's the spirit of God. Stop trying to get somewhere where you already are. I don't know if you heard what I said. Jesus took his hand a few minutes ago and stuck it in the second heaven where Satan was blocking your request. And Jesus drilled a hole in it. And that hole will open up and all back up blessings. Y'all don't want to go there. It's some stuff and things you've been waiting for. Well, Merry Christmas, because here it comes. Jesus, the Christ. Have assaulted the second heaven on our behalf this morning. The second heaven, you know that's where Satan and his, has been raped this morning by the power of the Holy Ghost and your healing coming out and your money coming. Oh, Jesus. And what? And your joy coming out and your peace coming out. Wow, my goodness. Jesus stuck his hand. Now, some of y'all didn't hear me. Some of y'all didn't hear me. Jesus stuck his hand in Satan's plan. His plan was to hold you out. His plan was to kill you. His plan for you to die ahead of time. But Jesus stuck his hand in his plan because the Spirit of the living God is over us this morning. Wow! Tell three people I see the light. I see the light. Bless God, I see the light. Bless God, I see the light. Bless God, I see the light. Satanic forces that been holding my prayers up. Satanic forces that been holding my confession up. Satanic forces that been holding my healing and my health up. Jesus stuck in hand. You leave here this morning. Watch what I'm about to say. Hear it in my spirit. The heavens are open. You're leaving here this morning under an open heaven because the Messiah stuck his hand in Satan's plan. How many of y'all see that? Heaven is open. And Satan can't disturb the flow. Every flow that has been blocked over your life, internet, every flow that been blocked over your life is flowing this morning. Receive that. The blessings are flowing. Do it have any receivers? What is your greatest desire? The Bible said, delight yourself, John, in the Lord. The Bible said, he didn't say he would give you a need. He said he'd give you the desire of your heart. Is that real or what? Is that true or what? Is Isaiah 55:11 true? His word will do two things. Three things. They won't come back void. They will accomplish and they'll prosper. Come on, clap your hands. Clap your hands. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. So I say, in this room, everybody who need healing is healed. The heavens are open. Anybody in this room under financial bondage, that bondage is broken. The heavens are open. Hey! Anybody married on the rock is split this morning. That marriage is going back in full blast in Jesus' name. Anybody who lonely and want a mate, yeah, he come. Yeah, she come. If heavens are open in Jesus' name. Don't be a dummy. You got to recognize when that person walk in front of you. Then claim your rights. I claim Carolyn. Carolyn couldn't get away with me. Nobody else was marrying Carolyn. I made my mind up. She was mine. So I did everything. I wrote 10-page letters and sent malt, hamburgers, french fries, everything I had to do. I wasn't giving up. I know I was a crook, but I wasn't giving up. Problem with y'all, y'all don't know how to chase a woman. You got to chase a woman. If you see her, you think she's yours. What am I talking about? I got a boyfriend. I ain't thinking about your boyfriend. Your boyfriend got a problem now, because I'm on the scene. Lord spoke to me for Donna, Donna Veer, and she on the phone to me. Yeah, Pastor, but sit down. I don't care who in your life. Get your tail on that plan and come up here where I am. The Lord has spoken. Yeah, but I don't care who. I bet you one thing, she glad she got on that plane. Let me try to find a clothing. I'm going to give you these two verses to be feasting on. Sit down. Then somebody asked, how? How you sit down on the fire like this? My seat hot. Everything hot. It's open. See, it's open. See, Jesus stuck his hand in there. How come you're healing? Stuck his hand in there. And made an opening. You remember in Daniel? Huh? He had prayed for 21 days. Them satanic folks put up a fight. But he kept pressing. And when the Lord opened it up. Well, I saw that this morning. Now watch this. Oh my, there's three voices. Oh my Jesus. Six so I got 6 minutes. Listen. In Luke 21:15. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me to stay down here with him. Luke 21:15 bespeaks what we're talking about. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries. Should not be able to gainsay or resist. That's what we're talking about. Speaking the word of God with the voice of the Holy Ghost. It can't resist the Holy Ghost. Here we go. Now, I want you to see this. You're about to see this in vivid color. What do you call that, a great color? What do you call a color on the TV? When it's bright, a pretty color on TV. Not like these. Yeah, we've got to get these changed. You might look at the one back there, you see. HD, yeah, there. High definition. Yeah, you're about to see high definition of what Luke 21:15 just said. You're about to see it in high definition. You want to see it in high definition? All right. Let me show you where to turn. Let me tell you where to turn so you can see it in high definition. I want you to turn, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you where to turn so you can see it in high definition. We got to see Luke 12:15. In high definition. Acts 6:10. Wow. Here's a man up against the enemy, you know. And they were not able to resist the wisdom. Woo, Lord. And the spirit. Out of his spirit. He spake out of his spirit. I said he spake out of his spirit. With the mouth that God had given him. And his enemies. Could not resist from this day forward. No foe will be able to resist you when you speak out of your spirit. Tell three people the heavens are open. Oh my God. Oh my God. Listen to what the Spirit said, Bob. Listen to what the Spirit said. This is what the Spirit said. Not only for you to receive, not only the heaven of heaven has to be open. Third heaven. Heaven, second layer, satanic forces. So for us to receive from heaven, not only the higher heaven has to be open, but that second level got to be open. Thank God we got it open. Jesus stuck his hand in. You about to hear what I'm about to say. You about to hear what I'm about to say. It's not the first heaven that's been holding your stuff. The first heaven is open over you. It's that next layer where the satanic forces of darkness have been blocking what you was getting from the, now you got it. Jesus. Now, John, help me, John. Now you got that second heaven open. Now, all the stuff that was coming out of the first heaven can come to you now. Jesus. Say, speaking the word of God. Say it, speaking the word of God. Out of my spirit, with the voice of the Holy Ghost. The heavens, plural, are open. Now, this was ministered to us in the Old Testament. It was personal, and it was prophetical and Messianic. He was talking about the Messiah. But I'm going to let you read that in the conclusion here. It is prophetical. Mm-hmm. It's personal, prophetical, and it's Masonic. It's talking about the Messiah. The Bible says, as he is, so are we. Jesus' life was an example of how kingdom citizens supposed to operate in God's business on earth. What you didn't have, you spoke it in existence. Signs and wonders you are not supposed to follow. Signs and wonders supposed to follow you. Wherever you are, that's where the sign is. Wherever you are, that's where the miracle is. Huh? All right, now this Old Testament passage, lay this thing out. And I'll conclude and I'll pick up next Sunday on it. In Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, it lays this thing out. It lays this thing out. Rightly dividing the word in there too. 2 Timothy 2:15 in Isaiah 54. John 6:63 is in there too. Ephesians 6:17 is in there too. Hebrews 4:12 in John 50, chapter 50, verse 4. That's what you need. That's what God is sending forth to you this morning. That you have the tongue of the learned, that you might speak a word in season to him that is weary. So if I can speak to another person that's weary, I live in unweariness. Because if I know I can speak a word and move weariness off somebody else, I can move it off of me. Oh, my goodness. I want you all to meditate these scriptures until next week. Let me read it. I'm going to read it the whole. I can quote it, but let me read it to make sure I don't miss a part of it. The Lord God has given me. Come on, read it with me. The Lord God has given me. No, y'all don't read ahead of me. I said read it with me. I'm going to determine how fast you read it. The rest of y'all dignitaries, stand up. Amen. We'll salute you in a few moments. Come on now. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned. That I should know how. Love that. That I should know how. The next time something rise up, I will know how. To speak a word. Woo! To speak, say it, to speak a word. My word has power. My word can move mountains. Sickness and disease. Lacking limitation. In season. To him that is weary. Now listen to me before we read the rest part. I cannot have the mouth of the learned with ignorant ears. my mouth is trained through my ear. So if I sit in a service like this and be complacent, my ears and my mouth gonna be ignorant. I'm gonna be quoting verses out of my soul and out of my body and out of my memory, not knowing how to run them through my spirit. You cannot have a trained mouth without trained ears. God knew that. That's why he gave us his voice. You have to be teachable. If you're not teachable, you're not reachable. That's what I like about this church. You're teachable. Y'all should holler loud now when I say that. I'm giving you a compliment. Oh, you said, well, you said, no, I'm ignorant, me. Don't be telling me tomorrow I'm teachable. I'm ignorant. Ain't nobody want to be ignorant. I'll never be ignorant another day in my life. I'm going to hear what God
said.
I'm going to say what God said. And I'm going to get divine result. That's a wrap. I got to read the whole context of this verse. I don't care what time your wife say or your nan-nan wife say. I got to read this thing. You understand what I'm saying? You got to get this. The Lord God, let me read it. The Lord God have given me the tongue to learn that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakes morning by morning. He wakes, oh my goodness, morning by morning, not on Sunday. Tomorrow morning he's going to wake me up. He wakes my, your ear go to sleep. Your ear go to sleep in a service. I'm ready to go. That's your soul. That's your body. They want to rule you. So they ready to go. Now they ready to go eat. But you got to say to the hell you are. You're going to hear this morning because you've been ruling me long enough. I'm going to live out of my spirit. The man of God is talking to me. You're going to eat this right now. I've caught enough hell for a lifetime. I'm ready to get my breakthrough now. What? I'm trying to hear something going to do me some good. I'm trying to get some deliverance. I'm trying to walk in my rights. Game. I ain't got my mind on no game right now. This is the greatest Super Bowl you ever been in. What? I see the championship ring on your hand. We won the game in 2015. We the champs. We found out how to speak the word of God with the voice of the Holy Ghost. Notice that next verse. Now I'm trying to close. Notice the next verse. The Lord God has opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. Lift hands. Just think about some of the things you heard. That's the thing we do at my dining table today. All the people at my table have to say something about what happened in the service. They all got them right now. They're ready for them. Because they know I'm going to say, all right, I'll call your name. All right, Donnell, what you got? They then got smart. They started putting it on their phone, everything. So I just want to say it. They got to say it. You may be seated. For my musician. Musician, y'all got to learn how to move when I'm closing out. Everybody got to get in play. We training. We all learning. Would you say to me this morning, I'm not saved, man. I don't even know if I'm saved or not. I might be a church member, but I don't know whether I'm saved or not. I really
don't want to miss out on what God has for me. You know, think about it. Think about it. You heard the gospel. You know Jesus loved you. And if you don't know what a born-again experience is, I want to pray for you to make sure that you're born again. If you want to make Jesus a personal, your personal Savior this morning, watching by internet in this auditorium, and you want me, I'm about to pray, you want me to pray for you, I just want you to stand on your feet wherever you are. You see, you're talking to me. I just want you to stand on your feet. That's you, you know, and you need to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Just stand up right now. And then if you need to rededicate your life, I want you to stand up. I want to pray for you. I need to redefine how I'm going to walk with God. I want to rededicate my life. I just want you to stand wherever you are right now. We'll wait on you a few moments. There's a man standing right there. Anybody else need to stand with him? I want to rededicate my life. I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. Stand on your feet right now. If you need to come back to your church, you left your church and you need to come back. You say, I'm coming back. I want you to stand on your feet right now. So you can have a covering. You need a covering to protect your life from all the onslaught that's going. You need a church home. You can go to your own company. You got to have your own company, children. Just stand on your feet. I'm about to pray. My brother's standing. I'm going to pray for him. I'll pray for you with him if that's you. Just stand on your feet. There's another one standing. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm about to pray. I want to be saved, man of God. There's somebody else standing. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. So, I'm about to pray. I'm about to pray for these people. Should you be included? Do you need to rededicate yourself? Do you need to redefine your walk with God? Just stand on your feet while I pray. I'm going to cover it all. These precious people standing up. I know a person need a covering. I had a man say to another man, I need to give him a call. He said, if something happened to me, who going to take care of me? I don't know who going to, if I die, who going to bury me? Who going to take care of me? He wise enough to know that. I got to talk to him so he can come on back home. God, I thank you for these precious people who are standing on their feet. They are dear in your eyesight. They're precious. They're not only precious to you, they're precious to me, precious to this church. They heard your word this morning. You spoke to them. And now may there be advancement in their life, in the spirit world, to love you with all their heart, mind, soul, and might. And may you train their spirit to not be distracted, not be derailed, but they keep a thrill in their heart for your love and for Jesus' blood and what you have done for us. I thank you so much and I praise you. I glorify you. I need a member to stand by each one of these persons. I need a member to get up and stand by each one of these persons. One member. I need one member standing by each one. One member standing by each one. And Lord, we take a hold of you with them. And while they're standing this morning, a shaking is going on. A clarity is coming to them. And their blessings right now begin to flow. We thank you so much for them. We praise your name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, John, get ready, because I want them to have some information. The person who's with them, step them out to the aisle. They can go with Brother John so I can give them some information. There you go, young man. Go with him. Yeah, amen. 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 Come on. Come on. Amen. 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 Come on, come on, come on, let's praise God. Amen. Amen.
That man, I know it's a rainy day. Some of our members ran, you know, they can't get their milk, so they're not here. But those of you who didn't melt, let me talk to y'all. This camp meeting, I wanted to be the greatest attendance of Word of Life in the history of camp meeting. Yes. Yes, sir. I want y'all to make every effort. For one thing, I'm going to be with God, but then I'm going to be with my man of God. If he take enough time to look over my life and the Lord have called this meeting through him, I'm going to be there with him. All right? I want y'all to make every effort to be to every meeting. You won't regret it. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Now, why, listen to me. This is where the Lord ministered to me this morning. Why tithe and offering are so important? I went a long time. I didn't know what tithe was. I know it's 10% of you, what you earn. But when I read in Malachi what happened, that he stopped the devour. You know, one scripture talks about having hole in your bag. Not tithing leave holes in your bag. You know what a hole mean? Mean that something break down, wasn't, shouldn't have broke down. It was going to break down 4 years from now, but it broke down early because your finances under the curse. So I said to every member, you should be a tither. And tithing not only protect you, tithing, I can't find a word for it, eject you. You go to another level. Now, when you start tithing, I know I went through it. When you start tithing, he tests you to see whether you're being a tither or a tipper. See. But tithing is a life journey. It's covenant. It's from God. It's the blessing flows with it. I learned that personally myself. And I know some other tithers who have learned personally themselves. So if you're not a member of this church, if you're not a tither, I mean, you can count. 10%. You can count. If you're not, all the things I preach to you is not going to be fully effective. Why? Because if you're not a tither, are you listening to me? If you're not a tither, guess what you are? You're a robber. You're a thief. The thief, you and the thief cousin. The thief have the right to steal from you because y'all running the same pack. But those of us who know the importance of tithing, we move to the second part of the verse, I'm come, that you might have life and you might have it more abundant. The thief can't steal from you. Money might leave out this way, four times as much coming in that way. Because I'm a tithe, I have tithes and rights. When you're asking God for something, so Lord, I want to cancel this mortgage. All right? I want this thing paid off the next 2 years. You have tithing right to ask that. But if you're not tithing, the devil has your finances tied up. Make him take his hand off of your finances. By obeying God, praising God, and you see what happened to you. I could just tell you what the Word of God said. You know, we use these scriptures, but they're real. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. By the same measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. All right? Now, we've come to a description in life, in the church, where people just sowing. People sow $1,000. Well, he just brought $1,000. Just sowing money. Just sowing money. I do the same. Just sowing money. There's a pastor, a church in Nigeria, I think it is. I need to get some money to him. You got to go through all kind of stuff, but the Lord told me to send him some money. So I'm trying to get in contact with him now because I've been listening to him teach and some of the things that God want to apostolically bring in his church. He already got it moving in his church. So when you're feeding that, you got to send somebody some money. So I'm going to send some money as soon as I find out, make the contact. All right? So if you're not a tither, let me pray for you. Father, teach every person on the sound of my voice here in the auditorium, not for money's sake, for their sake. Every person by internet who listen to me,
teach them the principle of tithe and offering, or the law of tithe and offering, that they understand how to walk financially free in this system, in Jesus' name. Amen. You need an envelope for your giving? Lift your hand. You might be a beginner of a tither this morning. Go ahead and do it. That little money you're putting in the back, holding off from God, just won't give God 10%, that money will ruin your whole life. Give God his money. Wow. Give God business, your money, or his money. That tithe don't belong to you. Matter of fact, honey, sometimes I want to give me that tithe check when tithe, and let me put that tithe check up. When you got it today, you ain't got it there. No, you're tired already. All right. I'll put a tithe. You got my other envelope fixed? All right. Give it to the boy and bring it to him. Thank you, sir. I receive it. How many of y'all got blessed this morning? Wow. You got blessed, Mary? Wow. That's a word from God, boy. Can change anybody's life. Change anybody's life. Change anybody's life. And my girl's coming. You see, they're sowing for their company. They're in business together. Woo! I preach myself happy. Yeah, here's true salvation. Come on, let's rejoice. If doctors got time to preach, we ought to have time to preach. Amen. Amen. Y'all have no idea how busy this man is. That's why I got him a parking place. This is a busy man. This man has saved people's lives in this church. This man is a master surgeon, man, master. He ain't no Mickey Mouse. He's a master surgeon. He knows. And then he got such a heart of tenderness. I'm talking about Doc. I love him. I love him. He's my kind of guy. He's not high-minded. God has blessed him, but he's taking care of God's people. And you blessed to have him sitting here. What? Shoot. I ain't stupid. My mama ain't raised no fool. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got your tithe and offering ready? Huh? Anybody become a tither the first time this morning? I want to congratulate you. I know you might not want to tell me, but if you made up your mind you're going to tithe the rest of your life and you're putting your first tithe up this morning, I just want to celebrate with you. Is there anybody here? I mean, it's possible, you know. People are funny about their money. But if you're not tithing, you're making your money funny. Santa, I'm just trying to help you. I got to talk with you. Malachi 3, I want you to read it. Tithing, and this is a giving church. I know that. But I want everybody in on it. Called living a financial free life. That's what I'll speak over you this morning. That you'll have financial freedom. Lift it up. Father, with the anointing you place on my life, apostolically, I speak over this congregation and over all my partners around the world who support this ministry. Financial freedom comes to them today, that they will never have to be concerned about money. There'll always be more than enough. That's a place Jesus, you stuck your hand in that second heaven this morning. Our money, you load us daily with your benefits. We thank you for every portion. We bless these tithes. We bless these seed. We bless these offering in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The usher going to serve you. Montrell, you got the announcement? Who got it, Montrell? Where the boy is at? Yes, sir.
Now, you know, I often talk about connection. Now, how long you been here?
Since Katrina, since 2005.
Since 2005. Now, this is a phenomenon. This is supernatural what's happening to him. This don't happen. You know, he eased up here every now and then and tell me about it. I told him it's time for you. And another thing that I'm learning in the spirit world, testimonies are so important. And so I want you to start gathering. I don't want no fake testimony. I know a man told a fake testimony. He told about he got God gave him some money, and the other man come told me he owed him. Wasn't God. He got the other man money. He said, he got my money. Good, it was the other man was an easy man, but he done told me that what the Lord had done for me. Then the man said, man, he won't give me my money. But we will start this beginning this morning. We're going to start giving testimony. It's so important. So important. So in your own way. What's your whole name?
Tommy Alexander.
Tommy Alexander. Brother Alexander told me some things. This is off the wall here. Go ahead and tell it the best way you can.
Praise God. Good morning.
Your man said good morning.
Good morning.
What's y'all?
That's my father right here.
That mic is not on, you know? Wait a minute. Oh, you got it. Thank you, Leroy.
Yeah, that's my father right there. That's my natural father's name is Leroy. So
wow.
He got my spiritual father named Leroy.
Wow.
But anyway, I'm a car salesman, and since I've been connected with Pastor, I've been doing pretty good. But here lately, last month, I sold 27.
Y'all didn't hear. 27 cars in a month, Bob? Come on, now, you're a business man. You know how that go. 27 cars.
This month I've sold 24. So today was just a good day. She gonna get on me. She out of town, and she handled the money. So me sewing without her knowledge is. But I know it was a good day to sew.
He sold $500, too. I got it right
here. Yes, sir. It's a good day to sow. So I just wanted to let him know. I didn't really want to tell it, but he told me to tell it.
Yeah.
So I just want to encourage you. Sow.
Now, there's another time you told me that you sold 27 cars before this.
25, yes, sir.
25?
Yes, sir.
In 1 month?
Yes, sir.
What you do? How you do it?
Listen to you.
Listen to me? Now, undoubtedly, the Holy Ghost is magnetically drawing them people to you. Y'all don't even understand. 27 cards in a month. A salesman sell 27 cards. This is a no-no, Lonzo. But it happened because connection. God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
God bless you. Wow. What a word. Come on. What a word. What a word. So some of y'all got some hot, I got it. Some of y'all got some hot testimonies. Now, I don't want y'all playing with me. You know, they got to be real.
That's right.
God don't need no help. That's a tremendous testimony there.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And I know some of y'all, if you're in this church, you got to have something happening to you. Or you're not listening. All right? Talk about I'm bashful, I don't talk. You went to the bank. What you did at the bank? Well, you do it.
Okay. I got another announcement.
Go ahead and do it.
I have a funeral announcement. William Bill Thompson, the father of Patrick Thompson, the eldest brother of Apostle Thompson, and Roy, my Uncle Roy Thompson, went home to be with the Lord. The viewing will be tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m. at Hambrick's Family Mortuary. 808 West Worthy Street in Gonzales. And the funeral service will be on Tuesday, 11 a.m. The church is Christian Assembly, Full Gospel Church. And the address is 42158 Highway 941, Gonzales, Louisiana, 70737.
Let me tell you something about Bill, my oldest brother. One thing, you never caught him unshaved or ungroomed. You never caught him with a Ranker pair of pants on or a Ranker shirt. He always was clean, no matter where you saw him at. Another thing about Bill is is he accepted Christ. He's a member of Pastor Rayburn's church. And that's where the funeral will be. Another thing about Bill, Bill is the one who led me to Christ. Wow. Now, he wasn't in Christ. He come called the pastor, I'm like, let's go to church. I said, man, I'm going to bed. I just got in. He said, no, come on, let's go to church. God was using him to get me into the church. We went to church. I said, now, Hiram Finney, Bertha, the daughter of the pastor, Pastor Darville, Albert Darville, was preaching. And I said, this old man, but Hiram Finney, I got to go. I got somewhere to go tonight. That night never came. He preached John 3:16. I got up 40-some years ago, got saved. That's Willie. He come over tonight. He come over and led me to go to church. Years passed. I went to school and finished school. And he was a supervisor. Bill was real smart. I mean, on a job, he'd run that job. Roy can tell you, Roy, my other brother, he'd run the job. They'd be looking for a pipe. All the engineers be there with a pipe. They got all their mark. Finally, one of them robbed and said, send for Willie. He come out there and said, the pipe right there. They drilled out a pipe right there. I've seen it with my eyes more than one time. He's real smart. He's well ahead of the time of racism and stuff. He had his own office. He's just a smart guy. Just a smart guy. And the second thing happened in my life with Willie, he got me my first job. I worked with him on the labor. So he come in the truck one day, Bob. He said, let me talk to you. Get in the truck. Now, he had power in that plant. He says, there's no black operator in glycol. That's the cleanest place in the plant. Yeah, I could wear this suit and work. He says, you can pass that test. Come on, I'm going to get that test for you. I took the test, passed the test, and I was the first black operator that went in that area because he was guiding me as a little brother. Third thing he did, when I got married, I was broker. Then the Ten Commandments that Moses dropped. We didn't have no money. Carol and I, we just had love. Man, I ain't had no money. That's why I let that woman do anything she wants now. You know, she married me, took me, I'm broke. Now, if you look at me, you thought I had some money. But the money was in this. So at the reception, Willie eased up to me, Bill, and pushed a $100 bill in my hand. I was in the 70s, wasn't it? In the 70s, $100 was a lot of money. Boy, I could have kissed him. But now I'm going on a honeymoon with $100. We went to Baton Rouge. If not, I had to go back to Geismar. So I had a journey with him. I mean, I've seen him do things. And so he lived a good life, 84 years. He had his fun. He liked to play. He had his fun. But he loved God. And he didn't suffer. And I'm thankful. And I know Pat, his son here, is thankful. Roy is thankful. We're thankful that he's in Christ. And that we'll funeralize him out. Now, I'll be at the, Pat, I'll be at the funeral. I won't be going Monday night. You know, so many people, I just get tired. So I'll be there. I'll be there. And I got 10 men coming from around the United States, from Columbus, Ohio, Richmond, Virginia, Alabama. All my sons who follow me, they're flying in. Now, they got to come in next week, you know, for the camp meeting. But they're flying in for honor and respect. And they'll be at the funeral. And these boys, Dan from Richmond, pastor of Lord's church, but he's flying in. They're coming in. They all text Leroy in Montreal and say, look, I'll be there. That's dad, oldest brother, I'll be there. And I'm glad about that. I'm glad the time I spent with Bill. You know, I sit down and laugh and talk with him. Now, you know, I remember one time he told me, he said he's going on a trip to Chicago. He come to the house and said, look, let me get you some money here. And I think I gave him about $1,500. And my wife went back and got $500 more. Bill said, that's all right there. And there was a time the Lord told me, go to his house. I get the drive going toward his house. You can't forget the bridge you cross. And the Lord said, I want you to give him $500 right now. I said, exactly. And I'd walk in his house. I said, I'm not going to be here long. I said, just come to drop this off. Therefore. So we had a good relationship. His birthday, you know, when he saw me with the birthday, he started saying happy. Hey, you tell Roy and Cocky, you know, and then when I gave him some, he tell Roy, look what Leroy did, or what Pastor did, you know. So I'm not sad now. I'm going to give you a word, Pat, that's going to hold you right now. It's prophetical. Prophetical. It's two words the Lord spoke to me instantly. When I heard about his death, Psalm 46:10 came. Be still and know I'm God. That's what you have to do there. But the second word, I shared it with these two young girls yesterday and two young men. The Lord spoke to me and said to me prophetically, you know, because it's when you separate from a loved one, you can feel it. That's what the Lord told me. And you'll never forget it. You're thinking about it going at the grave. When you get sad at night, you're going to think about it. You know what he told me? Three prophetical words. I got this. Not regular words now. That means every time a segment of your life come back up in your life and you get to feeling lonely, the Lord say, I'll fill that space. I got this. Let me go on and preach a little bit of his funeral. That was two sisters. They had a sick brother. Jesus tarried until he died on purpose. On the fourth day, Jesus went to him. He said, Jesus loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Jesus went to him, and the girl started talking about, Lord, have you been here? And Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believed in me, though he was dead, yet should he live. You know what he's saying? You know what he's saying, right? You know what Jesus was saying? To them two sisters, you know what he was saying? Who know what he was saying? I got this. I got this. Yeah. I got this. If the Lord got it, it's all right, Pat. I got this. I paid for this a long time ago. I took Sting from death and victory from the grave. I got this. There was a woman carrying her young boy, the only child she had, to the graveyard. Jesus stopped the funeral train, walked up to the coffin, looked at the mama, and said to her, I got this. Spoke to the boy who was supposed to be going to the grave, but he rose up in life again. He said, where did you lay him? Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. I'm at my church here now. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. And somebody said he probably stink now. After 4 days, deterioration set in. Jesus looked back and said, show me where the grave at. I got this. I can change rottenness into a revelation. We about to see a revolution here. We about to see the grave be robbed. I got this. When he got down to the grave, he said, roll the stone away. You're about to see something. I got this. And I heard that if he wouldn't have called Lazarus by name, Abraham would have got up. If he wouldn't have called Lazarus by name, Isaac would have got up. Job would have got up if he wouldn't have called Lazarus by name. You see, when Jesus talked, all the dead rise. The curtain is torn too. The rocks are split. The grave are open. Because Jesus paid the price. Wave your hand at me if you know it. And I heard him say, Lazarus, 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 come forth. Lazarus said, somebody with power is calling my name. Turn me loose, death. Turn me loose, grave. Jesus is calling for me. The master is calling for me. And I can see Lazarus throwing them grave clothes off. loud. Upstream throwing them grave clothes off and taking his first step alive out of the grave. Early one morning, Woolly gonna hear the sound. Woolly, Bill, it's all over. Get up. Wait, man, close up. Close up. I had to get it out. I got some more, but I had to get it out. I had to get it out. He's alive. Absent from the body. Present with the Lord. If this earthly house of a tabernacle dissolves, I have another building. In my Father's house, there's many mansions. If it was not so, I would not told you so. I go to prepare a place for you. Why? I am. There you may be also. Why? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. I had to preach it out. I can't be silent when my oldest brother have died. Go ahead, let the people go, boy. Woo! Go ahead, I'm through. What is it? Yeah, go. It's all right. I couldn't hold it. I had to preach that a little bit, free. I had to preach a little bit, you understand? I feel better now, you know. Yeah, I feel better. Yeah. See, I feel better. I know Bill want me to say something. I got this. You have loved one gone before you. See, a good funeral, revelation at a funeral, is to help everybody at the funeral. Help pass death. See now, some of y'all lost your loved one gone home. Now you got the word. I got this. Go ahead, what are we supposed to be doing? What? Oh, go ahead.
A camp meeting is coming up a week from tomorrow, amen.
Goodness.
So we need volunteers for Vacation Bible School. Vacation Bible School is a large undertaking that we're taking, and so we need a lot of people that's helping out. On Monday, we need 23 volunteers. Tuesday, we need 19. Wednesday, we need 22. Thursday, we need 22. And Friday, we need 25 more. So if you're interested in helping volunteer for Vacation Bible School during the week of camp meeting, you can go sign up right there in the foyer at the information table. Also, there's a security meeting right after service in the balcony. Amen.
Let me see some hands on these helpers. This big church has a hand. I just want to see a few hands. Let me see some more hands. Y'all, some people, y'all just sit around here and don't want to do nothing. Come on now. Ain't nobody going to bite you. Yeah, that's good. I just see a few hands. The rest of y'all sign up. Y'all should be to easily do this. And I know y'all will. I'm depending on you as a pastor. Amen. Lift your hand. Don't forget what you heard. Get the books. The books out there?
Yes, sir.
Get the books. Don't forget what you heard. Those two books are going to revolutionize your life. They're easy reading, simple. The things in the spirit are real simple. They're not complicated, all right? You all be blessed as you go. You go now knowing the heaven is open over you and the heaven of heaven is open on you, and get ready for the blessing. Make an arrangement. Get yourself ready and go in peace. God bless you as you go. Amen. Amen.